Morning, Chairman Van Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. With that, we have a 9:30 agenda item, meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update. We have two action items, so do we just want to take those in order that they are coming? All right, let's do it. Action item one, consider notice of intent for the George Nurse Gun Range Fence Project.
Morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, after reviewing the bids that came in yet Tuesday, we were going with the low bid, so we will go with Peak Fence.
Okay.
So the total price was $123,853.
All right.
It's a nice fence.
Looks good to me, Mr. Chairman.
If not, I would entertain a motion that we approve our signature on the notice.
Chairman, I just want to ask one question, because I always ask the same question. They're held to that price, Rick?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And hopefully we can get this in a contract as soon as legal has some time here, and then get them out there, I would like within the next month or so to get started, because we're starting to have individuals start driving their motorcycles and stuff out through the area that has just been freshly graded and stuff. And we were out there yesterday, and I need to have you guys come out and look at it.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Looks amazing.
Oh, good. And Chairman, can I ask another question?
Sure.
What's the anticipated timeline for completion once you start?
On the fence?
Mm-hmm.
So there's roughly 2,600 total linear feet, 10-foot fence. Depends on what they get into some of the rock and stuff. I would like to at least give them maybe a month. I think that's a fair timeline.
Okay.
I'm going to kind of lean back on the contractor too, because I don't know if just to purchase the product. I don't know how long that's going to take to get the product.
I see.
In hand.
Yeah, okay.
And there are a couple of gates as well, so I don't know how that's going to play. Or moving a gate to make the gate for the George Nurse wider, so we can fit a semi in there to deliver eco blocks.
Nice.
Okay.
That's great.
One new gate. So we're reusing the existing gate, and then they're adding one brand new one, so... Gates take a little bit of time. Each post will be in concrete. So, I mean, that takes some time to let it cure at least for a couple days before you stretch on it and stuff. So,
yeah. And I heard good comments about that area this last weekend from someone that had gone out to use the range. And so I think it's going to be a great win, not only for our sheriff's office, but for Canyon County as a whole. So we'll keep it moving forward.
All right.
Chairman.
Yes, Greg.
Mr. Chair, I do have a question on the contract. Since we have two cost centers, Justice and Parks, on this, and I'm assuming the $75,000 is Justice and $48,000 is Parks, or is it the other way?
Opposite way.
Is the contract written that way, or?
They bid it in two invoices, but what we'll do is just keep track of it internally so that we can. We'll have the county as one entity contract with them for the service they're going to perform, and then we'll just keep track of all the work as it's performed and paid till it comes out of the right budget.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that on my side.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Chairman, I move that the board assign or approves the notice of intent for the George Nurse Gun Range Fence Project as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Next action item is to consider notice of intent to sell surplus property to the City of Wilder Police Department. What do we have?
Commissioners, these are a couple of vehicles that we've taken offline. They're scheduled for auction in our fleet. Wilder has an interest in utilizing them. They've wrecked a vehicle. They need to get some butts on the road. So we've done this before. The vehicles, I booked them, value that we've asked for, I think will make the county whole, and we'd be able to help them out with these vehicles that I'm planning on sending to auction. If you got any questions on mileage, they're beyond our mileage holding by quite a bit. They've been good cars, so I think this would help them and help us out at the same time.
All right.
Chairman, we've done this before. I think Adams County has benefited from our surplus property. So thank you, Mark, for doing your diligence, booking these out, assuring us that Canyon County will be whole. That's what we're here to protect, is the interests of Canyon County, but also your auction is a different animal as well. So I'm in favor.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the notice of intent to sell surplus property to the City of Wilder Police Department as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
I think for Mr. Tolman's edification, we have a date on there, correct, for the public hearing?
Tuesday, May 6th at 9:30.
I'd like to say thank you to Legal for pushing that through as quickly as they did.
Yeah. Nice job.
Nice job. Thank you.
You have nice comfy chairs for it now.
Part of the, giving off the top of the car sales.
All right. Do we have other general business, or do we have any need for executive session this morning?
We do have an executive session, some stuff we'd like to discuss under discussion with Legal.
Okay, Chairman, I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection F, to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holt says yes, so motion carries unanimous, so we will be recessed into executive session.